Hey yo, what's up, folks? Welcome to the Above Average Scrubs podcast. This one has been taken over by yours truly, Randall the Vandal. Joining me today are my co-hosts, Dariah Stormborn.
and Leon Fireborn. What the heck?
Yep, as you see, I've been replaced. I fucked up once, guys, and they're like, nah, get him out of here.
Wait, we keeping this? Is this for real?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, shit, might as well.
It was good. It was good. I liked it.
Oh, shit. Fuck it. All right. Okay.
God. I mean, we wouldn't be living up to our names if we didn't fuck up the intro, right?
All right, We decided to try something a little different, and we're going to start off with Randy's.
No. Tell the truth. Darius got replaced.
Whoa,
that's what it is.
No, we can't replace Darius. All right.
Nah, I've been replaced. We're just
switching it up to keep things fresh, okay? You know?
I get it. You don't.
All right, you guys out there, let us know what you think about the Randall the Vandal
intro. Yeah. This is the 9th episode. You know, sometimes people want to hear, you know, someone else's voice start out first, Darius.
Oh, so I talk too much then.
No.
We're just saying that some people in this fucking, you know, podcast have fans.
I do not.
I forgot about that. Yeah, the Vandal has fans.
I do not. Whatever. I'm just trying to spice things up. Next time we'll hear Leon do it. It'll be fine.
Oh, God.
Be good.
Well, there's your contact for the next podcast. Yeah. Be ready for that. The silky voice of Leon, the above average in all in the above average group.
I mean, honestly, though, Randy came in with this completely different vibe that I wasn't expecting. It was just like, what? Oh, this is what we're doing. We're gonna get it all close to the fucking mic and, you know, get him ready.
Like, I was like,
ASMR voice.
I was like halfway through, like, deep throating this motherfucking mic.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Brown Bear.
Well,
so,
that's
you know.
How we're starting that off. So it seems like obviously we're in a good mood. Why are we in a good mood?
Shit popped off yesterday.
Right? I mean,
literally yesterday.
Shit, the Northeast is underwater at this point.
Like, nothing good has happened. Like, there's literally nothing good happening.
Texas passed 666 laws in one day.
You lying. Is that really true?
I don't know. It was just a crap ton. I know that.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Wake me up with September.
Oh, God.
Do you remember?
Gosh, oh, God.
When we had rights before September.
You're stupid. No. Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God. But there's nothing to explain our good mood. Absolutely nothing that... I don't have anything to be happy about, I'll be honest with you.
Dang. I was going to say, I got like five things to be happy about. And it's like,
oh,
the people,
nice. We'll share
the people
news.
In this Discord and the person I'm living with, you know?
Damn, man. That's gay.
Good.
Wholesome as shit. This is why he's above average. He actually knows how to be wholesome. Randy's just toxic.
Wow.
I mean,
but he's a good kind of toxic,
to
like
toxicity to balance the wholesomeness.
Like I'm Muk. You know, he's a generally happy looking Pokemon. He's just toxic as fuck. Or is it Gengar? Gengar, the poison ghost motherfucker. Yeah. Always smiling.
Gengar.
Yeah, gang. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So, Darius, what have you called us together to discuss today?
I have called the
Great
the
Value
together.
Avengers.
The Great Value Avengers.
Wow.
Yep. I just called it, you know, just to talk. You know, talk about how we're gonna tackle today's problem of how do you think a society should be run? You know? I think that's one of the big major problems is that, you know, as our leaders, you know, we represent leaders, represent groups of people to represent us per se, you know, but it's all based upon the societal values that we think society should have, right? So my question to you is, how would you describe the ideal society for you, and if you were a leader, how would you run it?
Shit.
Darius, this is why I'm not a leader.
There's a reason why I'm not a leader. But,
I mean, I'll try. Let's see. First, I would go by the motto of Texas, which is friendship. And, you know, just try to be friends with everyone. Not as mayor, but like make everyone else be friends, because why would I be friends with them? And let's see. The whole point of the society, of a society, hopefully, is to make sure that the society is good, everyone's chilling, everyone's taken care of. So how do we do that? That's the question.
It's like, I want the chill vibe, but understand that if everything was chill, we wouldn't have people that are like driven and or motivated to like move forward and push things forward, you know, like through competition. Like, competition is healthy. Healthy competition is great. But like, I mean, I want everybody to be like, okay, for sure. But like, I understand that like, I think the need for competition is what we're going to do to like actually get like move forward as a civilization. Otherwise everybody just be content and like you stagnate.
Yeah, and I like the idea of healthy competition, and there is a such thing as that in a chill society. Like, you can, like, when I play frisbee and I D someone like hard, or I jump straight over them in the sky.
Can you explain what that is?
I can't. Nope. Mm-mm. And after the point's over, because of course we got the point after that, they're like, that was good, man. That's a good defense. And, you know, we just fucking dap it up, go to our sides, and do it again. That's just like, okay, so how I would do it is just try to lead by example. So when it's time for competition, you don't get toxic, you get more friendly. You say, that was a great job, or thanks for, you know, playing the game, or whatever we're doing at that time.
You know, so just constant positive motivation.
On that same topic, how do you feel about the phrase GG?
I feel like it has to be said and not typed.
Which means good game for our audience members who don't know what GG stands for.
Now, like in a competitive environment, mm-hmm. Who normally says GG after a match?
Both of you. Same time.
Both. Yes, that's what we want. That's what we want, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would promote like a healthy environment for sure. But I think currently in like a competitive environment, not just gaming, but like that, the phrase GG, it's, let's just not focus on the phrase, or let's focus on like the emotions tied to it. Like,
mm-hmm.
The GG is usually said by the winner, while the loser is left just feeling bitter. And the thing is, GG is supposed to be like a phrase of like good sportsmanship, because it's like he recognizes that it was a good game and he put up a good fight, but he still won. But for some reason, it still hurts.
It's also about like tone and setting. How you say GG, right?
Yes.
Because I'm not going to lie, when I used to play football and like we get blown out, right?
Pause. You played football?
Like, yeah, in middle school. Don't worry about that.
Pause. You got blown? Get him.
I mean,
hey.
So
you had a hair blowout?
I mean, when I had hair, yeah.
Damn.
Yikes. Okay.
We just learned so much about Darius.
Sorry. Hey, man. That's the whole point, right? But yeah, like, you know, and so they walk into like, oh, good game. Like, you know, like, nah, you gotta fight somebody after that. Like, oh, like, because you clearly meant that as a mockery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So just because you say something in a positive affirmation, which could be, usually is a positive affirmation, right? If your intentions aren't positive, you know, like, it's going to be received that way.
So back to the society thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think the hard part is not really leading. Like, leading is, if you can lead by example, great. If you just have to also make sure that you are a leader, number one. And the second thing is, how do you deal with the people that are shitty? Because there are going to naturally be people that are just shitty, that just don't care about something.
Damn, why am I having life? Why am I having like deja vu of like management interviews right now?
I mean, because this.
Well, I mean, that's part of being a leader is. I mean, well, part of being a management. If I mean, honestly, being a manager is leading.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But I'm just like, I feel like we're just asking Leon like management interview questions. So let's get going with it. Leon, what makes you think you're what makes a good leader? What do you think? What do you think is a good leader, Leon?
I already told you. Just you someone right? that leads by example. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two is empathy. They can try and put themselves in the place of the people that they're leading. And number three, realizing that you are not actually a leader, but you are the leader, but you are actually, I want to say slave, but your bosses are the people that you're leading.
Okay. Go in detail on that.
So say I have 5 employees and all of them do 5 different things. But as a leader, how do they know how to do their job if I don't give them the tools to do their job, if I don't give them the information to do their job? So whenever they come to me, I have to give them their information, give them their tools to do their job. So I'm serving them so they can serve me, or I guess the whole company, by giving them those tools, by giving them those things. And if I don't give them those things, they'll leave. They'll hate their job. They'll whatever, because I didn't give them what they needed.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
general. So I guess as a person who runs a society, what do you feel like are the tools you would need to give your constituents?
I feel like I missed a thing. And when you think about it in that way, I think it's listening and actually trying to fix whatever is wrong and also make things better, of course.
I think what would benefit a lot of, I think what would benefit your reasoning would be less of a my interests leadership type of mentality and your constituents' interests mentality. Yeah. Instead of what you feel should be right, take into consideration the opinions of the people you're leading. Mm-hmm. But not... The thing about being a leader is understanding that the people you're leading don't always know what's best for them. And so sometimes you'll have to be firm.
Yeah. It's about listening, not about... pandering to them. It's not about doing everything they say. It's, hey, I think there's a problem, boss. And you're like, okay, what's the problem? Let me hear about it. Right? And you listen, you say, okay, that's a good idea. I understand that. The overall, the big picture about it is this, right? And then they get a little bit more context on why it is the way it is.
Yes, communication and is you move key on. And will always be key.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you come to where there's like a majority thing, right? Such as, like, as the leader, you know, and I have come to the conclusion that maybe this bridge should be blue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying it's blue because, let's say, like, it's aesthetically, it works with the town, mm-hmm. with our town's, like, mascot or whatever, and it's environmentally safe for, like, fish. Something, I don't know.
Right, okay.
And the town's like, well, we feel that it should be yellow because of whatever reason that they give, right?
Mm.
So as the leader, do you comply with their requests, even though you feel that you have more grounds on your standpoint and your reasoning is better? Or do you push back and say, hey, this is why I feel that it's this way, and you just go ahead with your decision? Or third, do you have a healthy debate about it?
Right. The third one is my go-to, and it's not really a debate. I feel like you should just get all the facts, right? Because a lot of leaders do miss all the facts. They miss the nitty-gritty. They miss, right, you live 20 blocks away from this bridge. These people live 2 blocks away from this bridge. They see that people are distracted by the littlest of things. And if you put a big blue bridge in the middle of it, they're going to be more distracted. There's going to be more accidents, right? Then all of a sudden you're getting a bigger eye, a more context on what's going on. Then you can say, okay, maybe we should make it grunge yellow, right? Something that's not going to stick out as much. Or we should make it yellow so people can see it. That's why they make like yellow lines in the road. Like that's easier to see. It's more distinct. Like, there's so many things that can go into the reasoning why the majority are saying it should be yellow, and you're just saying it's blue because you think it's pretty. At this point, that's all I heard. But obviously, there's more into it.
Okay.
Always getting different perspective is better than getting just your perspective and saying that's
correct.
It.
Going back to episode 1, stay open-minded.
True. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense. So, going back to society, what do you feel like, in your opinion, is the best type of society?
Darius, I have no answer to that question. I don't even know the types of society.
Yeah, it's like, I don't believe in there's a right way to run a society. I know there are many wrong ways, like hiding information and spreading misinformation through your people just because you want them to act a certain way. Cough, cough, North Korea. Cough, cough. But as far as like functional society types, like I don't think there's a true right way. I feel like society, or like being a leader in society, is like almost trying to be like a parent to a kid, man. Just make sure you always stay doing your best, because you're human at the end of the day. No matter, even if you're a leader or not, you're human. You'll fuck up. That's how it is.
Right. But as members of society, right, we don't, as human as you said that is, we act like our leaders aren't human. You know, like they're like these robots who have these calculations that they, you know, they can calculate to like the 50th decimal point of pi, you know? And
I think what you're trying to say is an actual problem where we are idolizing and putting our leaders on a pedestal. I honestly wish we would stop doing that. They are literally the same as us. They're just put in a position of power and authority. But they are literally the same as everybody else. Mm.
So. Yeah, I was going to say that I don't think of my leaders, my politicians, as like that at all.
But a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's... Getting past this mindset of reverence is apparently hard.
Right, and I feel like that is the main reason why we don't really hold our leaders accountable when they mess up, you know? Because there's too many people who do idolize them, you know? Mm. Like, for example, like, it's only whenever they do something egregious for the majority is then... when we want to hold them accountable, you know?
Yeah. I don't make excuses for your leaders. If they fuck up, they fuck up. Make sure they know it. Otherwise, they don't think it's a fuck up. And if they don't think it's a fuck up, they won't try to correct it or be better. I think we talked about it others. It's like, it's not... I think everybody, as a society, we should always be focused on being better.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's called progress, you know?
Fuck, yeah, you made it so simple. Yeah, it's fucking called progress.
But I mean, speaking of progress, right? I mean, society's not just based upon, like, you know, like, philosophical and, you know, social aspects. Like, what do you think as far as, like, technology and infrastructure and stuff like that? Like, what are the things, if you, like, for example, if you could start a city right now, right? And you start, like, your starter pack is what's in the current, let's say Austin, right? Mm-hmm. Your starter pack is everything that's in Austin. Mm-hmm. What would you add to make that better?
Look, I already have, like, I think Utopia starts being a thing when we stop having to fight for basic necessities.
Okay.
I'm in favor of having all of the work in society, like all that, the work part being done by robots, and everybody just like works to maintain the robots. Like they do all the farming, they do all the like driving, all that shit, and making and cooking things and everything. Like we don't have to worry about who eats what, who gets what, yada, 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 because the robots are doing all the work. We just get to experience life with them servicing our every fucking needs. And then hopefully we don't fall into like laziness or whatever. And we as a society use that free time to like be creative instead.
Mm. Sounds like you want that Tesla robot.
I don't know about Elon Musk being behind the thing. I feel like there's going to be some fucking weird shit that happens. But with when people, I think what I want is for people to stop worrying about living. I think once we get there through robots, we should be fine. But that's just me. Okay. That's just me. Like, I just, utopia, I think, is when people stop worrying about living and can just live.
That's fair. That's fair.
Come join Michael.
I
mean,
me personally, I just don't know how. I guess here's my thing, right? And I mean, because I guess you are describing an ideal utopia, right?
Yes.
But then I think my thing is, how do you sustain that utopia?
That's,
you know,
that's what I said.
For example,
everybody like, just maintains the robots.
But how so?
So
you see what I'm saying?
I feel like we should replace the general schooling that the general schooling that we're getting right now with just robot maintenance work, and then a bunch of like creative electives for you get to pursue. But if everybody learns by the time they're an adult, they know how to like maintain the robots around their lives and can just, if they see something like breaking down or whatever, they can go in and fix it, yada, 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 and then go back to normal. That would be it. I think that would just be it. I guess if you want to pursue other things, it's like there will be a library and stuff like that for like all the, for other things of knowledge. Like if you just want to know shit, just to know shit, you'll have that access to like, I guess, continue further advancing stuff. But
see, wouldn't that require constant learning though? Because as
but that's,
time goes on.
But that's also driven by your own personal want, not by necessity.
No, no, no. But I mean, to maintain the robot.
Yeah, it'll just be it'll just be to maintain that society. And the thing is, you wouldn't be worried about living. You literally just go to school and you'll know how to contribute to society to make sure everybody's okay. That's it.
But what happens to those people who don't want to contribute?
I mean, if the whole world gets like that, we're fucked.
And see, but that's my point.
But that's,
and I think that's,
I guess
that's what I'm,
again, I guess that's why it's a utopia and that it'll never happen. It'll be like a common goal for everybody to do it. But with the greed factor going in, there'll be some people who won't do anything. Even though they have the knowledge, they'll have it. They won't do anything with it. And honestly, I think at that point, it'll be fine because they'll live their life and they'll die.
And see, that's the point I wanted to make, that no matter how much a good leader you have, no matter the resources you have that your society builds for you, if you as a person in that society does not want to contribute, you essentially are going to be the problem, or you are part of the problem that prevents progress, you know?
No, let's just say it. You're a problem.
I mean,
you do nothing for anybody. You don't even do anything for yourself, and all you are is like leeching. You're a problem. Come join my cult.
Prophet Randy.
Prophet, I'm a god, bitch.
Oh, wow.
I'm back on my god complex bullshit.
Man. I guess for me personally, like, I guess, like, applicable innovations I would want, man, I would just want, like, transportation stuff, personally. Like, the fact that, like, you know, I still can't get over how, like, for example, Texas is larger than Japan and all its islands put together, but yet Japan has a better method from getting to the top to bottom than Texas does.
Okay. Counterpoint. I think Japan was able to build the subways because that's what they had in mind. With Texas as it is right now, I don't think we'd be able to implement a train station or a subway station without literally destroying the current transportation for, like, maybe, 5 to 10 years? Minimum?
Well, I mean, you know, they're talking about building a thing from, Fort Worth? No, Dallas to Houston?
Yeah. Yeah, we could talk about that, but think about, like, the highways and other shit, like, along the way that they might have to get rid of for it.
Well, You're right. I think
what fucked up Texas was the reliance. What fucked up America is cars. Because cars became a thing and that shit boomed. And then everybody wanted to have a fucking car. And then so everybody got a fucking car. But the thing is, if we try to implement a different system like trains or subways and stuff like that, we would have to take away cars. Like at the time. And people wanted to drive their cars, so they didn't want more train tracks. They didn't want more railways or shit like that, better public transportation. They wanted more roads so they can drive their fucking car.
Yeah, and, right, which is funny because now everybody wants more public transportation.
Right. America shot themselves in the foot from the get-go.
They did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you go back to the Houston thing with the train, it's a great idea, and I don't think people don't want it, but now the main pushback with that is that because you're going to have to buy up people's lands, because like you said, we already have too many highways and stuff.
We have highways, we have houses, we have built, there's just shit along the way. We've built too much. At this point, if you want better public transportation, y'all have to be okay with a reset.
Right.
And no, yeah. I don't think anybody's okay with a reset.
That, and I think also the fact that, you know, you're going to have to pay people the appropriate amount of money to use their land, you know?
Right.
Like, I mean, that's just no way around
it. You have to reimburse people who, like, you're fucking up. You're resetting.
Right. But that's my thing. So what happens when the government itself is the one that's preventing progress because they don't want to budge on that? Then what do you do as a member of society?
It honestly, it kind of is what it is until people who want to do that are in the positions of power. It is what it is. And you can only do that by voting. So everybody go visit vote.org and fucking register and do your shit.
Got him.
This was all an ad for.
Wow. Who'd have thought Randy would be the one that drops the vote.org call out?
Oh my gosh.
What's
up?
We can't fix the problem.
Get people to register to vote now, technically. You know that, right?
What, why?
What?
Like, there's certain provisions now where, like, you can't, for example, you can't be the ones to sign somebody else to, like, to help them, like, sign up to vote in Texas.
What do you
one of the many laws that passed
I need you to elaborate. Hold up.
I'm gonna have to. You know what? I'm not gonna speak about it too much. We'll speak about it next episode because I have to do my research on it.
We're researching. I thought we were scrubs.
I mean, but that's too important to like.
It's too important to just scrub. I got you.
Exactly.
Look, I'm
if I'm gonna wipe it clean, you know, I have to have the whole Clorox bleach towel and everything like that to make sure.
Wipe me down. Lysol. Wipe me down. Wipe me down. Wipe me down.
I just want to, you know, I want to make sure you have all the information so you can scrub out.
Wow, Randy does an intro, then we're all of a sudden super fucking responsible. Let's never do this again.
Oh, God. I guess so. But, yeah, man. I mean, it's just interesting, you know? Like, because, again, we talk about, like, the whole point of this podcast is to be like, hey, you know, what are the world's problems? Well, the world is a society, so it's like, I guess the first question is what type of society would be the best for the world to live in, you know? Or in our views anyway. I mean, who are we? We're just
scrubs.
A bunch of scrubs. We're just
a few scrubs. I think the question that we didn't ask is, what about a society without leaders? Is that possible?
Who makes decisions?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's possible to have a society.
I mean, it's majority at that point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but who's going to like keep track of majority? Who's going to actually like tell people that the majority decided this? That position in itself is a leader.
Yeah, you're right. It's an elected official.
Yeah, a society without leaders literally does not exist.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Leaders and followers are always going to be a constant. Good leaders, bad leaders, whatever. It's okay.
Well, speaking, how would you?
God damn, we're getting serious.
What's the word? How would you?
Come join my call.
Certify your leaders. You know, like weed them out and everything. For like pretty much like make a litmus test for them to see if they would be.
You know, I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay, elaborate.
Because you know, if me per se is going to be weeding through leaders, I might be inclined to focus on folks who align themselves with my mentality. My current mentality is one of an open mind.
Okay,
but if we all have the like, if it's just a bunch of fucking, if it's Randy and people who think like Randy. I don't think that's going to be good. Conflict is a necessary thing.
So leaders need to be challenged.
I think you need a variety. And if you're setting like a base kind of outline or criteria that you yourself want them to meet, I don't think you're going to get that variety.
Well, I mean, what if you only have a two-party system? Then how can you have really variety?
Yeah. I don't believe in a two-party system either. I don't think that's a smart idea. Because right now, with our current two-party system, they're both just leaning on the extremes. It's like, no one wants to, like, meet in the middle anymore. It's like, they'll support this. But because they support this, that means they can't do this other good thing that the other side is doing. Why can't we just do all the good things? Why do we have to have, like, a bad part.
So you're saying vote independent. Got him again.
I'm just vote saying. .org. I'm just saying maybe let's just get rid of the whole parties. Let's get rid of all of them. Just focus on people.
I mean, it's just one of those things. Like it's just interesting, man. Because like you're right. I mean, a government and a society is based upon people with many different views.
I'm also frustrated at the fact that if you do not like vote for like one of the two big parties, you're literally wasting a vote. And
right, which is unfortunate.
It's unfortunate because even if you support the third or an independent party, you waste your vote because it doesn't do anything. And the fact that it doesn't do anything is kind of a failure in our system. I'll get rid of the Electoral College. Anywho.
I mean, because honestly, because you gotta look at it this way, right? I think if you got rid of the Electoral College, I think it gives anybody, no matter what their...
Your personal vote has more power.
Yeah, like, you know, no matter what your stance on with anything, gives anybody more leeway, you know? You can be super far right conservative, or you can be super far left leaning and or in everything in between, but you would still have that shot of winning, yeah. You know? I think it just balances the playing field.
Oh no, not know? The Thanos strat.
I mean, if you think about Thanos, right? Thanos have the perfect philosophy. Like,
oh.
Not saying that genocide's
the answer. I was like, oh no. It's
definitely not.
Don't join Darius's cult. Join my cult.
But, I mean, you know, if you give people the chance to only look out for themselves, I mean, they're going to, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're not exactly wrong for that either, because self-care is the best care. So it's kind of a paradox.
Yeah. Sounds like society. Yeah. Sounds like humans. Humanity. It's our nature, man. We just fuck up on nature. This is how it is.
This is true. Makes me think of like, you know, aliens have to deal with the same like societal paradoxes that we do. Or have they figured this shit out already?
I don't know. Aliens are literally built different.
Yeah, that's true. Good. I guess so. But I guess for the sake of argument, not an argument, but like,
I mean, we can
just as like for me, like wondering how you feel if you could pick one modern day innovation right now to put in our city or in our state, as I'll say, what would you have?
Bidets.
Oh my god, okay. Yes.
Detail. Besides the detail cleaning, of course.
That's all, what?
Honestly, yes.
Toilet detailed cleaning. That's all I could say.
Bidets. Oh my god, Leon, you're a genius. Think of the significantly less uncomfortable, like, people leaving the bathrooms.
Exactly.
Like, oh my gosh. Less toilet paper will be used to get that last little bit. Oh my god. Bidets. Oh my god, vote for Leon.
Vote for Leon.
Do not totally. Sleep on bidets. This is literally life-changing.
You wanted somebody who's into detail? Vote for Leon.
Yes.
The detail scrubber.
Like, if people out there that are just using toilet paper, you don't get out of there with a clean butthole. I assure you. If you're the type to use wet wipes, I feel like you're a little bit better. Not a little bit. You're a lot better off for sure. But you motherfuckers out there with a bidet, you're walking out that sheer feet like you left all the shit behind.
Clean as a whistle.
I can assure more ass eating in the future.
Yikes. Wow. Well, I guess so. If that's what you into, invest in the bidet.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. For all you ass eaters out there,
that's your palate.
Join my cult. What is that? My fifth time doing that? What's that? It's gonna hypnotize people into doing it.
Oh wow, man. Okay,
I think I can legally make one.
I mean, it's just a group, right?
It's more than a group. It's a way of life.
I mean, it's a religion.
That's also a way of life. I don't know.
Well, that's dope.
My cult or bidets?
I mean, you can have a cult based around bidets.
Oh wow. My god, Leon, please.
Wow.
Show people the light.
You can call it the no cloth. I don't know.
I feel like you still need a wipe because, you know, a wet butthole.
Oh, of course, absolutely. Absolutely.
What are we going to call this episode?
I don't know.
A butthole society?
No. Absolutely not. a scrub society.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Shit. All right. What about you? What's your innovation, Darius? You've been grilling Leon and I. Come on.
I mean, I'm just curious. Me personally, man, if I had to choose a modern day innovation besides trains, I gotta say fiber optic internet everywhere, man. Like, that has to be my main thing, you know?
Public access Wi-Fi or internet?
Not necessarily public access Wi-Fi, but just fiber optics everywhere, man. Like, because, you know, after, like, you know, we've been working from home, you know, and everything like that. It's proven, like, you know, people's internet, like, especially, like, these old, like, older neighborhoods who have, like, these old cables and stuff like that, like, they can't handle that. Like, you know, they're, like, where they capped off at a certain amount. So, I mean, it's just proven that people need better internet.
I think.
Internet should also be a public utility.
I mean, I feel like you're now at deciding to fight ISPs.
I mean, I'm about it. You know, they can come meet me in the ring. I'll fight them for real.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling.
If I win, you know, I get the ownership of your...
Wow.
Of your ISP, you know?
Yeah, what if that's how competition actually worked? Like,
meet me in the ring? Yeah,
like if McDonald's finally wanted to settle the score with Burger King, like, their CEO...
Have them have a ladder match. Oh, my goodness. That's what they have to do. They have to have a ladder match. Hell in a Cell ladder match. But you can challenge them once every 3 years.
Yeah.
That's what you do. If you want to, we just saw monopolies. If you want a monopoly, you can, but you have to have a ladder match.
Yeah, you have to literally put your life on the line. Well, we'll make it like a battle to death. That way, yeah, whatever.
No. Because they have to be able to challenge. It can't be a battle to death, right? Like, but you know what's? But the thing is, some people aren't afraid to die, but have them lose everything that they worked for, man, they'll rethink that shit. They're like, ooh. Like, for example, the McDonald's CEO, like, damn, do I really want to lose my empire?
Dang.
Nah, it ain't worth it.
Yo,
you see what I'm saying?
I think we should keep the rules to letting, like, the CEOs fight, because if they're, like, allowed to hire people, that'll fuck things up. To, like, fight
on their behalf. True.
A bunch of small business owners coming. But wait.
Sometimes the CEOs don't have the most stock. So it should be whoever has the most stock.
Yeah, whoever actually owns the company.
Yeah. See? We know a little bit. Yeah,
we'll do this. What do we call it? Freaking entity fight night. Freaking corporate fight night.
Corporate fight night,
yeah.
I guess.
Corporate fight night.
In this corner,
representing Olive Garden.
Olive Garden with the best breadsticks.
And over here, Red Lobster. Here we go.
And no.
With the cheddar biscuits.
Oh no.
Who will be the reigning champ? Find out. In tonight's corporate fight night.
Oh no, we have an interruption brought to you by Church's Chickens, honey butter.
Oh no, he came in with the chair. Oh no, it's over. Oh no.
He takes them both out at the same time. Church's Chicken reigns, wins again. Three more years.
Not only has the chicken franchise on lock, but they also have the Italian and seafood. What will we do? Now our shit about to be greasy as hell.
Oh shit.
Good thing we got them bidets, right?
We have them bidets. Cause yeah, if everybody's getting big, it's gonna be a lot. Never mind, I'm not gonna get all that specific about shit. I'm not a shit spurt. Shit expert.
Oh god, stop it.
Damn. Donda finally dropped.
You know, not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
honestly.
You know, I'm just not the biggest Kanye fan. I gave it a listen because I did my because that's my duty. I'm okay with it. I don't hate it.
It's just a fucking commitment, man. Damn.
Okay, it is, what is a 2-hour, 3-hour whole thing?
Pretty much almost 2 hours, man. I'm like, damn, that's a commitment.
Like listening to Lord of the Rings.
Shit, sometimes I don't even play games for that long anymore.
I know I don't. Shit. Oh my god. Many times throughout that album, I like flash back to my time in the church service where I sang on stage. I flash back many times, and I was like, man, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I left this behind.
To me, you know, Kanye does his production geniusness as he usually does, you know? Like, to me, there's just not a better producer. But it was just too long. There's a lot of songs to me that could have been cut. But, yeah, I mean, solid 7 for me.
Yeah, you know, it's... I'll give it a... If it pops up on the radio, I won't change it. But I won't actively go looking for it.
Right. Yeah. But you know...
I'll give it a...
supposed to drop his new album.
I'll give it a listen later. Right.
But Kendrick's Family Ties, though, has been on solid repeat. I listen to it at least 3 times a day now.
Okay.
I have no idea why I fucks with it that much.
I mean, you know, I get that.
I don't. Rizzo
dropped a new EP. Nope. That's been on repeat for me.
Yeah. Let me throw out some Korean hip hop. I
mean, it's only 3 songs, so it's not that hard to repeat it. But
you know, yeah. that Korean hip hop, because that's me. For all of you people out there following AOMG, Gray finally dropped that Show Window song that he teased like 3-4 years ago.
Damn, he sounds worse than Kanye.
Yeah, he did like a 30-second promo of it for like some rap audition competition his label was doing, Jay Park's label, AOMG. And they literally did nothing with it. 3-4, like the whole competition ended and yada, yada, yada. Dropped out some bangers, but now it just finally dropped like the full song featuring PH1. It's good. Now I just need Woo to drop his shit because I've been having that shit on repeat in my head. Leon Darius has no idea what I'm talking about because this is my shit now. And if you're out there listening to Korean hip hop, yeah, AOMG's a big name. Higher Music's a big name, but yeah, good job, Gray. Proud of you. Simon Dominic literally dropped his shit like fucking the song he teased out like in like 2 months. Okay. I hate it. Great. But yeah.
Nope.
That's Korean hip hop with Randy.
Dope. Leon,
are we gonna have a music segment now?
Catch you fancy.
Catch you fancy, man. Love it.
Catch you fancy.
No, nothing right now. Nothing right now.
Okay, what you bopping when you play frisbee?
What am I bopping when I play frisbee?
His heart rate.
You right? Fuck.
Wow. My heart rate. I think it was just something I was just listening to. It was some Flume, a Flume playlist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some bops here and there.
Dope.
All right.
Well, in anime news,
I say, what are anime news? I'm
still watching the same shit from last time. Honestly,
just the same shit from last time.
I mean, you know, the season hasn't ended yet, so it's the same stuff. still good, you know, that Tsukiyomi one, Tsukiyomichi, I think that's what it's called.
Tsukiga Michibiku, yeah.
Yeah, still great.
Still fucking Slime, funny.
Still great, if not better than what it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God.
I feel like
anybody past the age of 24 need to watch this one called Uramichi Oni-san. It's about an actor who plays a part on a children's TV show.
Oh, is that the... I heard about that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate how fucking... It's honestly, I love how relatable it is.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it's super relatable.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody above the age of 24? I say that because I feel like up until 24, you still have a little hope in your eyes. There's still a lot of light in your eyes. I don't know what happens at the age of 24 or 25, but a lot of young adults lose that fire.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it's 24 to 25 is probably when you first start landing your real job and you start encountering the real challenges of your job if you got it earlier.
Yeah,
you know?
We call that a quarter life crisis.
I mean, pretty much, yeah, because you're like, well, shit. Like, is this what life is about to be like for, like, the rest of my life?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Things are significantly less carefree. I know I act carefree all the time, but I literally get my shit done, like, behind the scenes so I can keep acting carefree.
Yeah. I mean, because honestly, I went through that, like, about 25. Like, 25, I got my first, like... real job, because you remember, like, when after I graduated, like, I couldn't find a job, so I was working at Best Buy for a bit.
Yeah.
And like, so like, I'm like happy, you know, and then you start getting hit with like the real shit of that job, and you're like, ugh, like when it comes to, like, bosses and other stuff like that, like, yeah. Like, you're just like, I don't really know how to navigate this because I've never been in this situation before,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's not like I can just quit because it's like I got bills to pay now.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, it gets harder and harder to quit your job. I don't know.
True.
I don't know. A lot of shit happens. I mean, but yeah, Uramichi Onisan. Lots of good characters in there. I fucks with them.
That's dope. Well, there's your anime recommendation. We were able to bring you something new this time.
Don't sleep on it, folks. Please, for me, don't sleep on it. Randy, stop begging the listeners.
Right? No one likes a beggar, Randy. Work for that shit. If you really about it, show up at Celebrity Fight Night.
I'll work for it, Daddy.
Oh. You know better.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zaddy.
Thank you. I don't know. I mean, going back to, like, our earlier talk, like, it's just interesting, man. I mean, because you're like y'all said, there's no right or wrong way to run a society. But there's, well, not either way. There's definitely wrong ways to run a society, but there's not a right way.
Yeah.
Or one right way to run a society.
There's, yeah.
But yet, that also hinges upon the people in your society acting right, which is, you know, it's a toss-up.
No, there will always be people out there that'll, like, look to get by through abusing other people's abilities.
I mean, prime example, there's this teacher, this principal in Colleyville, right? And he got hoed, man. I don't know how the other way to say that. Like, He's been in the news frequently because, I don't know, maybe y'all heard about it. Like, there's this principal who took a picture of him and his wife for their anniversary. I think they were, like, hugging or kissing or something like that. And, like, the parents were trying to say that, oh, that was a seductive photograph and that he needs to be reprimanded, if not removed for that. And everybody's, but, like, the crazy part is, like, they're completely clothed. You know, there's people in the background. But it's them, like, it's just an appreciation post he posts of his wife for their anniversary, you know? And so that was, like, the first instance he got hoed at. And then there was, like, a town hall meeting or some edge school board meeting or something like that. And, like, you know, he was just pretty much saying that he was going to, like, let the teachers teach what they want to teach. You know, I'm not going to dictate how they teach, right? So if they want to teach certain aspects of history, I'm not going to stop them. And, like, parents got mad about that and everything like that. And now this fool's on, not this fool. I mean, this guy is on academic
probation. No,
academic leave. He's on leave right now with pay. But like, what kind of bullshit is that, right? And like, the thing is, you know, he got hoed, right? Because they didn't fire him.
Yeah.
Like, and that's even worse. Like, you can't fire me, but you can't have me being around my job. Like, what? That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
But. Huh. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks when you're a leader and then, but your citizens don't want to act right.
You can't. The biggest part of literally every management interview I've been a part of, because for some reason Randy gets put in charge of shit. You can't have your personal life. You can't showcase your personal life ever anymore.
Right, but like it'd be different if he had did it on like the school or something like that. But it was his personal like Facebook account. Yep. And again, it was just a picture of him and his wife.
Yep, that's the shitty thing about, like, again, going back to society. Your personal life is personal now. You can't share shit. It doesn't matter. Like, if it's wholesome to you, I feel like there's going to always be snakes and haters out there that'll use it to fuck up your life.
Yo, I just think there was a lot of people a little upset, like, ugh. Like, damn, why can my wife look like that? Well, damn, why can my husband look like that? Nah, they don't get to be happy. Not on my watch.
Yeah. Yeah, man, God, like, fuck them. It's sad, but honestly, once you're in a position of power, you really shouldn't be showing your personal life. Lately, because of the whole, like, idolizing your leadership, we had someone run rampant with that shit for about 4.5 years. But that's just because, you know, some people are stupid. And I'm just going to say it. You're stupid if you still think that he won. I'm just saying. I hate it. I hate the fact that people are still out here saying that he won.
Well, I mean, because they now have the option to believe in alternative facts, right?
Yeah. It's like going back and saying she won while he was, you know, president for 4 years.
I think that was the statement that got me, man, was the alternative facts. Like, by definition, it's an oxymoron.
Yeah, you're literally stupid. Oh, gosh.
That was crazy to me.
That
should be a whole episode, just the moments we look back from the past 4 years where we're just like, Jesus.
Yeah, people are literally stupid sometimes. Well, not all people. Literally the stupid people I'm talking about.
But see, that's the thing, right? But you're always going to have stupidest people in society, whether no matter what your thing is, what your position is, right? Like, there's always going to be those people who fundamentally don't contribute or understand the position you're in, and so, or like, they just want to reject the aspects of or the facts of society or how things work, and they're just like, you know what, I'm gonna say this, and now this is a fact.
And on that note, time for the anime quote that'll actually have something to do with the episode.
Okay,
this one's brought to you by Yuya Mochizuki from the anime Another. It doesn't do any good to pretend that you can't see what's going on. I think that speaks for itself. I don't have to analyze anything. I don't have to reiterate. I think that's it.
Fair enough. Now I guess it's time for the bright side.
Fuck.
We're going out of order today, you know?
Well, yeah, I intro'd, so yeah, we're doing all this shit, so it's chaotic. I'm never introing again.
I must say, bright side, the fact that there's always a chance for things to get better. And so, I mean, being part of a society means that you have a say in that chance of things getting better. So if you really want things to get better, go to vote.org.
Vote.org.
.com.
.com.
Oh, gosh.
But no, for real. Get out and vote and be pretty active members of your society.
Vote.org.com. Oh, that's the funniest shit. Leon, anything? for the people.
Give us that outro, man. You know you want it.
Outro? What? Everyone did their thing already?
Yeah. You weren't listening. Oh, my God.
No, he did a quote. It was that. Oh, right. He does quotes instead of bright sides.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, because the last time I did a bright side, it sucked.
Getting sleep is good for you. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, yeah, it's okay to sleep on a day off. Yeah. All right. All right. Randy signing off. Love y'all. Bye.
Well, see ya, everybody. And again, thanks for listening.
Bye.